Super Bowl stories.
Main man Cliff April had a 10-year career as the defensive end with the Lions and Seahawks, won Super Bowl 48 when Seattle crushed Denver, lost Super Bowl 49 when the Seahawks got nipped at the wire by the Patriots, and Cliff April joins us now for some Super Bowl stories. Cliff, Paul Allen, thanks for coming back on my radio show. How are you?
I'm well. Thanks for having me.
More memorable, the Super Bowl win or the loss on the Malcolm Butler interception at the wire?
You know what? Initially, it would have been the Super Bowl loss, but the further I get away from it, the Super Bowl win meant so much more because just the way I view things and how much negative stuff comes from the second one as well.
In Super Bowl 47, Cliff Averill started the scoring with a safety. You probably thought you were on your way to becoming the MVP, right, Cliff?
You know, I did not think about that, actually. Not during that time, you know, just playing ball. And then a few people afterwards were coming up to me and just saying, hey, if you would have just recorded one sack, you would have definitely won the Super Bowl. You know, you were making impactful plays, but it didn't show up necessarily in the stat book. But if you would have got one sack, you would have definitely won the Super Bowl MVP.
Actually, that was Super Bowl 48. But in Super Bowl 48, in watching back some plays yesterday, you did have a key pass rush that led to a pretty big interception, right?
Yes, a key pass rush on Peyton Manning. Got to knock his elbow. He floated it up, and Malcolm Smith caught it and took it to the house. Got a touchdown.
Yeah.
Got that weak dunk on the goalpost, but it was a solid play.
And Malcolm ended up being the Super Bowl MVP, right?
Yes, he ended up being the Super Bowl MVP. He made some key plays for us as well. So it could have went anyway, honestly. Cam could have gotten it. I could have gotten it. And, you know, Malcolm obviously got it.
Hey, Cliff, Paul Ciarci, good to talk to you. At what point in that game are you like in the win? Do you start to feel like in the middle of the game, we're going to win this? At what point do you actually say to yourself, we're going to win the Super Bowl?
So the first half, I believe we're up by 20-something, maybe almost 30. And, you know, we come in and at halftime. It's a longer halftime, so all of us are kind of sitting around, kind of trying to stay loose. And I'm letting the guys know, I'm like, listen, this is Peyton Manning. Like, he's one of the best to do it. So let's not think we have this thing won just yet. And then we come back out, and Percy Harvin comes back, and he scores on the first drive on the kickoff return. Then it was like, okay, yeah, this might be in the bag now. So we can kind of, you know, enjoy the moment a little bit.
So that early, I mean, we're talking first play of the third quarter, first play of the second half, and you're like, yeah, we got it.
Yeah. Yep. At that point, I think we went up 35-3 or something
that.
Yeah, and I'm like, I don't see our defense just kind of laying down. Even if we took our foot off the pedal, mm-hmm. I don't see us giving up 35 points and a half. And so that's kind of when it was like, all right, we got this in the bag now.
Cliff, we were just talking about this before you joined, but that Super Bowl halftime at 45 minutes, I mean, is that a serious factor in the game? Because the Patriots, obviously, so many Patriots have handled that halftime so many times. Mm-hmm. Is it a legitimate factor when thinking about who's going to win the game?
Almost definitely, you, especially when you're going up against a great like Tom Brady, right? It's this guy. I don't care. Now he's definitely one of those guys. You're up 28 points. You'd better not, you know, feel comfortable at all, because just understanding his second half demeanor, second half drive of being able to just bring his team back into it. Somehow their defense starts making plays, and of course on offense they're scoring touchdowns. So the second half I feel like is even more important than the first half of a Super Bowl game like this, going against a great quarterback like that.
I got a couple non-Super Bowl things for you, if you don't mind. You played the Vikings 10 times. What do you remember about, because you're with we were at Detroit, you were with Seattle, and you had Vikings, Seattle met each other several times. What do you remember about playing the Vikings? What stands out?
A lot of sacks, a few sack fumbles that I've gotten against the Vikings, especially in my years in Detroit. Just playing the team twice a year, of course. But the one memory that gets me the most is that game in the playoffs when we played outside in that freezing cold, unnecessary weather, unnecessary game that we should have had. We should have canceled that and played it indoors somewhere.
Well, that was by far. But Cliff, you're wrong, because if you had played it indoors, Walsh would have hit the kick.
Right.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. But yeah, it was. it was just miserable, man. That was probably one of the most miserable games I've been a part of, just because of the freezing cold and the conditions that we were in.
What was going through your mind as Blair Walsh was setting up for a sure thing 27-yard kick?
Well, I don't know, honestly. Something in my gut made me feel like, hey, we might still be able to pull this off.
Yeah, right.
Understanding how cold it was.
Yeah.
But I didn't expect it to go that wide, you know. And I didn't expect him to miss it that bad. But you know, I'll take that win. I was actually with Captain Mutterland recently, and he keeps bringing it up. Like, man, I'm still mad at you about that Minnesota game, man. Y'all was supposed to lose that game. So.
Yeah.
It was a good one for us.
Actually, I mean, with all due respect to Captain, I'm very fond of him. I've known him for years. He should be more mad at not getting to Russell on that super deep drop in that game, and then Russell ran around and found TJ Lockett middle of the field.
Yeah, well, you know, Russ tends to do that. I don't care who's back there. Russ tends to do that to anybody, so I wouldn't put too much blame on Captain. It's more so Russ just doing what he does.
Captain Mutterland started and will probably end his career with the Panthers. Panthers D and Julius Peppers just retired today.
Seen him last night. I didn't know he was going to do it.
Wow! How about you saw him last night, and now he didn't clue you into this. Yeah, he's calling it a career. Fourth most sacks all time. Do you have any thoughts about Julius Peppers?
Man, Julius Peppers is one of the best to do it. I've been watching Julius Peppers before I got to the NFL. Throughout my career, we've actually become real good friends. You know, he's just an amazing ball player. He's definitely somebody I've watched film on and just try to take different things from him to add to my repertoire. Man, what a career. I know the only thing he was missing is that Super Bowl ring. I think that's why he played so long. But what a heck of a player, and he's definitely a Hall of Famer.
Weird question, Cliff. If you went into the Hall of Fame, would you go in as a Lion or a Seahawk?
Oh, come on.
Well, he's laughing.
Man. Okay, I understand that, but the Lions brought him into the league, and people are always they're always very sentimental with who gave them the chance.
Lions don't go to the Hall of Fame.
Okay,
that's a very
fair point. Okay, it was stupid. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Very appreciative of getting drafted.
I got you. Okay, now everybody's now you're piling on like Percy in the kick return to start the second half of Super Bowl 48. Okay,
exactly.
Well, speaking of the Lions. Cliff, how bad was it in 08 when your Lions went winless?
You know, as a rookie, you're just trying to figure things out. You're just trying to understand what's going on, how this whole NFL thing works, you know. And you know, up until about week 8, I'm not realizing how terrible we are. I'm just out there. I'm just out there trying to make plays and trying not to be the reason why. And it got to the point where during the off season. This is when I realized how terrible we were during the offseason. You know, I'm a rookie. You know, I want to tell people, hey, I play in the NFL. People are like, oh, yeah, you play in the NFL. Who do you play for? And then one time I told them, I'm like, yeah, I play for the Lions. You know, I was a rookie. And they just busted out laughing. how crazy is it that you have to be embarrassed to tell someone that you play in the NFL for an NFL team?
Oh, my God. What a great story that is from Cliff April. A couple of quickies to close.
Well, have you given the Super Bowl a lot of thought? Do you have a position on this? Who do you like to win?
Yeah, I've been out here at Atlanta all week long doing the radio row and doing our show, the Cliff and Puck Show, and you know, of course, we've been asked that question. Mm-hmm. And for me, it boils down to it's hard to go against Tom Brady. You know, I played against him numerous times, played against him in the Super Bowl, lost to him. It's just hard to go against him, and it's hard to see Tom Brady losing two Super Bowls back-to-back as well. With that being said, though, I think if Ndamukong Suh and Donald, if they play like they can, and if they can do what they need to do and not allow Tom Brady to step up in that pocket and make him uncomfortable consistently throughout the game, I think would be able to pull it off.
What is it like preparing for Tom Brady in a Super Bowl?
You know, it's like playing chess almost. You know, you think they're going to run this, and they might come out and attack you in a completely different way, a way they attack somebody week 5 of the season, which most times you don't go back that far to break down film, you know. So So just preparing to make adjustments throughout the game, because the game plan that you had might not necessarily be what they've showed the last 3 or 4 weeks.
Cliff, you're fantastic. Congratulations on your post-football career. You're doing very well. Likewise for not only your Super Bowl victory, but the fantastic career you had. And thank you very much for the time, okay?
Thank you, guys.
Thanks Cliff.
For having me.
That's Cliff Avril, a Super Bowl winner and loser with the Seattle Seahawks.